Books on Tape presents Heat, an amateur's adventures as kitchen slave, line cook, pasta maker, and apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany, by Bill Buford. Read by Michael Kramer. Dinner with Mario. A human being is primarily a bag for putting food into. The other functions and faculties may be more godlike, but in point of time, they come afterwards. A man dies and is buried, and all his words and actions are forgotten. But the food he has eaten lives after him in the sound or rotten bones of his children. I think it could be plausibly argued that changes of diet are more important than changes of dynasty or even of religion. The Great War, for instance, could never have happened if tinned food had not been invented. And the history of the past 400 years in England would have been immensely different if it had not been for the introduction of root crops and various other vegetables at the end of the Middle Ages, and a little later the introduction of non-alcoholic drinks, tea, coffee, cocoa, and also of distilled liquors, to which the beer-drinking English were not accustomed. Yet it is curious how seldom the all-importance of food is recognized. You see statues everywhere to politicians, poets, bishops, but none to cooks, or bacon curers, or market gardeners. George Orwell, The Road to Wigan Pier. The first glimpse I had of what Mario Batali's friends had described to me as the myth of Mario was on a cold Saturday night in January 2002 when I invited him to a birthday dinner. Batali, the chef and co-owner of Babbo, an Italian restaurant in Manhattan, is such a famous and proficient cook that he's rarely invited to...